a thought for a game or not an icebreaker, but maybe more of a visualization of the current environment that exists among people, among a group of people being close together or working together. And if you all maybe start from a point of standing close together, maybe in a circle, in whatever room or whatever environment you're in with its added constraints, whether they be walls or chairs or trees or anything. But you stand together as a group at the beginning, and you start by asking questions that tend to maybe separate from the group. Like, I feel that, I don't fit in. You start by saying, I've been hurt in the past by opening myself up to other people. Asking just questions that tend to alienate us or make us feel alienated or make us feel alone. And as you ask these questions, if those listening agree or have felt that same way, they take a step back away from the group. You keep asking these questions. If I feel that way, if I connect with that, I'm taking a step back. If I don't really connect with that, if that's not what I'm feeling, I stay where I am. I stay where I am. So people start to move at different distances, some closer to each other, some further away. And as you might start to hit constraints, you kind of learn, how do I go around those, or how do I move on, or how does that impact my ability to step back or to stay still? And you kind of reflect on the distance that's now been created from this one kind of common group. And then you start to ask questions again that are really kind of focused on seeing a shared aspect of not being alone in the world, a sense of community, right? Like, I feel my contributions matter. I enjoy seeing the people that I work with. I enjoy spending time with my kids. Any type of question that really brings a unifying aspect. And again, instead of stepping back on these, they step forward. So if some resonate with me, I step forward. If some I just maybe don't quite identify with, I just stay where I am. And you see, how does that affect the interaction that we have? The distance that's between us, the way we go around our obstacles and our boundaries. And this is a great way to be aware of the things that divide us and draw focus on the things that unite us. And by simply gaining a deeper understanding of those two points of division, of unity, we tend to actually be able to work better together, to be better together, to be happier. And this is a common identity, a common value, a common mindset that we all can relate to. That feeling of being outside, that pain, and that sense of inclusion, that feeling of safety, of feeling cared for. That's what makes us all humans. And I think this game can be used in, I don't know, maybe I'll try it sometime. I'd have to write out a list of questions maybe and think what they could be. But it's how we perceive it, how each of us perceives those things. There's not a right or wrong. There's not an expectation of how far or how close you need to be. But through this exercise, you can identify, hey, maybe there's that person that actually visually I can see that they're being alienated, but they don't feel part of this. And is there opportunity for me? Is there opportunity for me to bring them into the group? Is there opportunity for me to introduce them to other people in other groups? And the same, if I notice myself being kind of within the group, what are those things that we share a common interest of? What are those differences that we maybe need to work out or discuss? And there's so many ways you could kind of take this depending on, you know, what really is the opportunity that the group wants to address. So, there you go. Let's see if we can use it, if we can try it.